active displacement we've kind of seen already, and it makes things more interesting because it involves, you know, not just making lines go up or down stepwise, but skipwise, where he's skipping, you know, a lot of notes, or leaps, as they call them. On the bottom of page 14, they give an example of an octave displacement. So, you're still... For outline number one, you're still descending, but you're going to use octave displacement to break it up. So, right at the bottom of 14. And then you can embellish that concept with, you know, little fills of arpeggios, like in the last part of the bottom of 14. 2, 3, 4. Right, so it's the same strategy where you're displacing an octave, but you're using arpeggiated notes to embellish it. Octave displacement can also keep things in a more convenient range. You know, at the top of page 15, rather than keep going up, you know, if you use octave displacement, then it's kind of sometimes more easier to manage. And you can also, you don't have to play every note in the arpeggio. It also shows you in the middle of 15 where it says C major 7, where it's just going directly from the third to the root, like, because as soon as you hear the root, it sounds like resolution.